listen while you list. VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. More than any other marketplace, eBay has always been about community as well as commerce. Robin Levin is with us now to share some eBay interactions that she's had, and they're guaranteed to warm your heart. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Bead Shine. That's all one word. And she's also the organizer of the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group that meets in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Rotary on 95. Robin, tell us about the people you've gotten to know over the years selling on eBay. Is there a common thread that you notice?
Well, one of the things I notice in our community is how committed they are to helping each other, and it's very tight-knit. And how are you guys today?
Peachy.
Peachy keen.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Same to you. So do you have any recent examples?
You know, I actually had a really neat thing happen. I run two eBay meetup groups. I have one during the afternoon. It's an eBay education group, and I had Linda Bryant Apple in the car with me after we finished that meetup and we were getting ready to go to the next meetup. And because of eBay Radio, my phone rang and it was a woman from Chicago. And she said, I heard you are having Kristen Kiernan from the United States Postal Service speak for you tonight. And I purchased an item on eBay, and this woman lived in Chicago. She said, and I purchased it from a seller in Vermont, and in the last place we can find it or trace it's in the New Hampshire Disbursement Center. And I said, well, I can get that taken care of for you. And I was able to go to our nighttime meetup and present the situation to Kristen Kiernan, who is the plant manager of the New Hampshire Disbursement Center, and every single piece of mail from Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont processes through her plant. And she knew exactly what happened to that piece of mail the minute I told her the story.
Oh my.
That is incredible.
I got goosebumps. That's a good one.
And followed up all the way to Chicago with that piece of mail, and it was taken care of.
That's fantastic. We want her to come to our meetups.
And she's not only is Kristen the manager of the disbursement center, she's also a top-rated power seller on eBay.
Oh, so she wears two hats, and she knows them well.
And she knows the eBay platform. She's fantastic. It's the third year I've had her speak, and she's just brilliant as a guest speaker.
Well, that's fantastic. So, have you met people through eBay? And if so, what kind of people?
Yeah.
Dish the dirt. Yeah, I got a really cool, unique experience that just happened to me this past Christmas, and it was really special because I did my first in-person delivery. And it was so cool. I've been selling on eBay since 2003. I've been a member since 99, and I've never done this. And I put an item up. It was a really special item. It was a Limoges plate, hand-painted from the early 1900s. Special artist. I did a lot of research on it, put the provenance up on the plate. I listed it at 9 o'clock at night. Before I went to bed, I had two watches on it. And the very next day, when I was in Walmart getting an oil change to hit the road to go to Connecticut that day for a Christmas party for my son's team, my phone went ka-ching, and I sat down and looked, and wouldn't you know it, it was within 10 miles of this 200-mile trip I was about to take that afternoon. So I came home, and I contacted the people in Connecticut that had purchased this plate for me, and it wasn't a cheap plate. And I said, listen, as luck would have it, I'm going to be 9 miles from your house this afternoon. And within under 24 hours of listing that plate, I hand-delivered it to a family in Connecticut.
That's fantastic.
That collected Walter Wilson artwork, and that's who the artist was of the certain Limoges plate.
Oh, they must have been very happy to see you.
Super cool story.
Well, that is a great story. I love that story.
Have you had other unique we're just loving your experiences with people due to selling on eBay.
You know, I have this great meetup group I run at night, and these members, they're so loyal. They come out in sleet and snow and ice and sunshine. They're there. And I have one member. She's the oldest member of our meetup group.
Oh.
And tomorrow, you know, we've got a special day. And this past year, she's the very first member of our meetup group. Bobby Miller started my meetup group, and Carol is the first member that joined it way back in the day. And she lost her husband this year.
Oh.
And to pancreatic cancer. And she's had not the easiest year, but she's one of the dinosaurs of selling on eBay. And she said, you know, I'm a little scared. I'd like to get my feet back wet. Can I hire you to get me reasserted on eBay? I said, no, you can't. But you can come to my house and spend Valentine's Day with me and we'll hang focused on eBay. So, you know, the community is so special, and I'm really excited to have someone to spend the day with tomorrow. And we're going to list on eBay. I mean, what better day could that be?
Yeah, that's a great day. And she's found the perfect caregiver and coach when it comes to eBay.
Yeah, and I think you shouldn't use the word dinosaur anymore. We prefer pioneer.
Solo pioneerpreneur.
Except I've got little tiny arms, so you can call me T-Rex.
Oh, man. Oh, bad.
I was never good at typing.
So why don't you give us some tips for getting involved in the eBay community? Somebody's listening out there right now. They're selling on eBay. They're home alone every day, right?
Yeah.
They're selling on eBay. They don't know you can reach out and find a community. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so first of all, you know, you guys do a fantastic job at sharing all the eBay meetups all over the country. But if you can't find it on eBay Radio, go to Google. Just put your local area in and find someone that you can, at least, even if not through meetup.com on Facebook. There's groups out there, humongous support all over the globe with eBay, Facebook, and meetup groups. And just find some local groups that do exactly what you do and grow your business and grow your community strength.
Excellent advice.
Mm-hmm.
And
eBay Radio.
Yeah, well, we assume that's on everyone's list, but of course we could be wrong. The interesting thing about meetups that I love, and you know this and Lee does as well, is selling online as an entrepreneur can be a rewarding but also kind of a lonely profession or vocation.
Very.
And being able to get out and physically meet up with people like yourself who have a shared interest in selling on eBay and having a little nosh and a little drink and a little laugh and learning a little bit and sharing some stories and kvetching and doing whatever it is you need to do, this can really help keep you engaged.
Yeah, and you know what else it does? It will bring something to the forefront of your selling that you may not have been aware of, like using collections or making sure you're filling out item specifics or joining the global shipping program to open, you know, more doors to selling all over the world. You know, there's all these things that are available that you may or may not do in your own business that other people do that will spark you and or inspire you to sell a little differently.
And yeah, there's also the issue of friendship. You know, a lot of us make friends at work.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting home alone all day, that's not going to happen.
No, that's true.
So getting out in your community and being with other eBay sellers or even being in a group with eBay sellers, you're bound to meet some people.
Absolutely.
This is important. It's a way to reach out and get friends also. People have always done that at work.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot to be said about solitude and spending your life on an
island.
Sometimes,
yeah.
It's we're by nature social animals, and that means you have to socialize.
Absolutely, especially at Valentine's Day when you want to grow your love.
Well, and you never know who you might meet.
Well, we know who you're going to be celebrating Valentine's Day with tomorrow.
Who?
She told us.
Oh, the woman, the new seller.
Was it Carol?
I am Carol. Yes, indeed. She's not a new seller. She's one of the, she's an old time eBay seller. She's one of the original
pioneers.
Pioneers. And she's the very first member of the eBay, New England eBay meetup group, which is so special.
Yes.
She's member number one.
And you know, here we are all these years later and she's still coming, and it speaks to, like you were saying, the strength and the importance of having that camaraderie in the selling community, because we do work alone often, and it just shows how important having those friends and those groups are to go to.
Do you see people in your group who didn't know each other planning things afterward? And
oh my goodness, do I ever, going out for lunch, going out for dinner, getting together to sell or to go source or just to even hang out on a, you know, Saturday afternoon and go to the movies, because the friendships just absolutely formulate and just grow stronger and stronger each time we get together.
And if you go on our archive site and hover over Seller Resources up at the top, and then click on Seller Groups, you'll find all the Seller Groups we have listed there, by state and city.
Exactly. And they're actually growing all the time. You know, eBay Seller Groups have become much more popular. I know that recently the Massachusetts Online Sellers Group, which is my sister state right around the corner, just recently was taken over by a wonderful woman named Diane Lassonde. And she's doing a beyond fabulous job giving that, you know, fresh air and a new life again.
This is wonderful. Well, come back and see us soon, Robin.
I'd love to. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Love you long time.
Us
happy
too.
Happy Valentine's to you as well, and continued success.
Most definitely. Yeah. Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Loved it. Up next, selling what you love. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garrigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. At ShipStation.com.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocks, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.